Will, who do you think we want listening to our podcast?
Well, I would like to try to figure out a way to get to maybe parents, parents of kids that are very, maybe they're stuck with what they can explore and do on their own. Even today, I was over at Tiger Rock where my daughter does Taekwondo, and there's a little girl there that hangs out and always asking me questions. And her questions today were, how do I learn to write code? I want to know how to write code. I want to be able to understand what it is that you're doing when I'm sitting there waiting for Taekwondo to finish. I think those are the kids that we'd like to be able to try to engage, or their parents, to get them involved. Most of these things you can do for free, or it's super inexpensive to get a Arduino kit and just start to learn.
Right. So we're actually going to help point parents in the direction, probably give them some guidance one way or another on where to start. I'm sure a lot of them are confused or overwhelmed by all the places to get started on the web. Reality is there's really not that many better. None of the places are better than any other places. The idea is just really dive in and getting started. So we're going to help point parents and their children in the right direction to find this information.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, it's the how do I know where to go? If you just go look for something online today, you might just go down a path where it just doesn't make any sense. And there's all kinds of great platforms that people just don't know about. And I think if we can help them going in the right direction, figure out what they want to learn, show them how to get started, I think they'll be able to run with it.
Do you think we plan on having anything unique to offer outside of what other areas, other platforms are already offering? Obviously, we have our unique experiences, but do we have any plans for maybe creating some sort of platform of our own, or communicating some very specific topics, maybe even taking questions from our audience and building some solutions from that?
Yeah, for sure. And I already have some platforms that are out there that we'll talk about as the podcast goes on. I've got a couple of different courses for different things, some on YouTube, some on Instructables. And then I run another one just around gaming, getting kids involved on building video games. I think we'll spend some time talking about each of those platforms. And then maybe if there's an area where I'm not covering on it, we could definitely have some feedback from the audience. Happy to jump in and create some new video, create some new content. That's something that I enjoy doing on the weekends as well. And I'm always looking for different topics and different ideas. To subscribe, search for Go Hack Something wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to gohacksomething.com for all of the links.